Grant rewarded his intelligence chief when he became president, appointing him U.S. Marshal for the Southern District of New York in 1870, where William M. Boss Tweed's political machine ruled. One of Sharp's first jobs was taking the census and battling Tweed and city authorities who had rigged the count in the past to favor Democrats. At one point, Tweed followers threatened Sharp's life. Two Tweed men, one a Democratic Central Committee member, eventually were convicted, and Sharp was praised for finally imposing an accurate count. In 1873, Grant made Sharp surveyor of the Port of New York, a position he held for the next 5 years. He also chaired a commission promoting commercial relations between the United States and Central and South America, and was given the rank of Envoy Extraordinary and Minister Plenipotentiary. Sharp tried his hand at elective office in 1878, winning a seat in the New York Assembly as a Republican. 2 years later, he was made the legislature's speaker, often showing an irascible streak that angered fellow lawmakers and party bigwigs. In 1890, he left his position as president of the National Bank of Rondout for one more government post as a member of the 7-person board of U.S. General Appraisers, which decided appeals cases on the duties for imported goods. It was a prestigious job that paid more than a federal judgeship. He stayed on the board until just after he turned 71 in 1899. Sharp then returned to Kingston to begin a lonely retirement. Suffering from rheumatic gout, Carey had died, which devastated him and weakened his resolve to live. He presented to the First Reformed Church in Kingston a 4-foot-high bronze statue of an angel in memory of her. After his wife died in 1880, Marcina Patrick, afflicted with rheumatism, moved to Dayton, Ohio, where he became governor of the Central Branch National Home for Disabled Volunteer Soldiers. As he had in the Army, Patrick quickly earned a reputation as a strict disciplinarian running the home, which angered some in Congress. He died 8 years later.